It's here and now. This year in sports, we've seen the longest winning streak in the history of the NBA, led by perhaps the greatest shooter in the game's history.
Curry with 20 in the third. Another 20-point quarter for Steph Curry.
One of the rarest feats in horse racing.
And here it is. The 37-year wait is over. American Pharoah has won the Triple Crown.
And one of the oddest scandals in professional football history. Who was letting the air out of the footballs in New England?
Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky. Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different.
That was Deflategate, of course. Kevin Arnovitz is an editor for ESPN.com, and he's with us now to take a look at the year in sports. Kevin, hi.
How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. So let's start with the number one moment in the sport that you follow most closely, basketball. The Golden State Warriors with the best start in the history of the league. What's been the highlight for you watching the Warriors this year?
It's twofold with Golden State, because on number one, we have Steph Curry, who, as you mentioned in the intro, is, I don't even think it's arguably more, the greatest shooter we've ever seen in basketball. To the NBA, it's even more important than that. He is the first player since LeBron James and before that Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan that can truly move the needle. There are certain superstars who can bring people into the sport, expand the electorate, if you want to use the political parlance, that we would answer the question, oh, I would pay to see that player play. So that's number one. Number two are the Warriors themselves. They are so much fun to watch. The number of casual fans who I've spoken to in the past year who've been brought over from college or who only were peripherally interested in the NBA come to watch the Warriors play. They have changed fundamentally the way the NBA works. There are coaches on other teams now who have appropriated the Golden State system that relies on outside shooting and these three-point bombs and speed and space, and it's a more aesthetically pleasing product, which is also great for the NBA.
So the big question is then, do the Warriors beat the 1996 Chicago Bulls, who right now hold the best record for a season? They won 72 games and lost only 10.
I don't think they are going to top those 72 wins. Insofar as already we're seeing Steph Curry is a little banged up right now. He strained his calf about a week ago, and teams are being more cautious than ever with player health. And I think we're going to see a point where the Warriors are so far ahead of the field in the regular season that they might rest their starters heading into the playoffs just to make everybody fresh.
Well, let's talk about one of the best female athletes in the world, Serena Williams, who looked absolutely untouchable this year. She was on track to make history to win the first Grand Slam in women's tennis since 1988, and then she lost at the U.S. Open. Here's that moment on ESPN.
There will not be a calendar Grand Slam at this U.S. Open.
Tennis is so difficult, as is golf. These individual sports, there's no way to pinpoint a specific year when a competitor truly makes his or her mark. There are these four major tournaments, as you said, and unless a player wins all four, there's no real championship crown. There's no one holding up the trophy at the end of the year as the Super Bowl champion or World Series champion. But it seemed like, for me at least, this was the year that Serena crossed from great to, say, legendary. Mm-hmm. She won three of four of those majors in 2015. She's now at 21 for her career, which puts her just shy of Steffi Graf and Margaret Court. In fact, she'll probably top both of them in the coming years. And what I like most, I think, about Serena is, like, she's really challenged the conventional norms of what a female athlete should look like or behave. You know, this notion that an athlete needs to be sufficiently feminine if she's going to be marketable, and who gets to define these criteria. That's another thing that I think really speaks to her cultural importance as an athlete.
She's 34 years old. Is she still in her prime? How long does the prime last?
Prime's lasting longer than it used to, isn't it? Which is great for those of us post-prime. I think, you know, she's got three to catch Margaret Court, and I think she'll win three more majors. I'd be pretty surprised if she didn't, barring injury.
Okay, Sepp Blatter, FIFA. This was a story that would not go away. We've been following it all year long. Of course, 14 FIFA executives indicted for corruption, money laundering, bribery. Blatter, who was in charge of soccer's world governing organization, finally banned for 8 years this month. Why do you think this was such a huge story?
Because soccer's finally going to have its reckoning. You know, for so long, there's been no transparency. Nobody knows how World Cup host nations are formally named. There have been payouts and people passing cash envelopes. This has been a cartel. And I think the takeaway here is that soccer is going to have to go through this reform period. It might be the most popular sport in the world. I don't even think that's arguable. But its governing body has got to stop being operated in the shadows. And I think we're about to see it come into a modern age where there's going to be a certain level of accountability in conduct that's acceptable and unacceptable.
So there are elections coming up in February. Will that be the event that finally cleans up soccer?
I think it's a process. I tend to be an incrementalist in matters of sports reform. It's going to take a generation to kind of flush through some of these dignitaries who always have their hands out, who are in it for the wrong reason. I think you have to sort of mine a generation of leadership that's in it for the right reasons.
Kevin Arnovitz, ESPN.com's NBA editor. Kevin, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.